it has been said, this is going to cost you 2.7 billion, and then this levy comes in, you're going to have to pay for this. Is there, do you get a sense, is this about turning the solidarity of the wider community in Ireland against homeowners? Is that the sense that is in Donegal?
Unfortunately, I have to say, in terms of the way it was interpreted, was that there was this sort of insidious undertone to it, almost, oh, look, these Mica homes, they're going to cost you this much. And it felt at the time like it was a tactic to try and divide the country into those who were affected and those who weren't affected, and why should we have to pay for your homes? But I come back again to the root cause. That's what it's about. It's not the affected homeowners that are costing the taxpayer. It's the failure of regulation, the lack of governance, and the lack of accountability. And as I said in my statement, there is literally nothing in place as we speak today to deter this happening again. There are no consequences for the offenders. The governance hasn't changed. We're not seeing that. I know that within building regs, there was a BCAR in 2014. That has amended the way that buildings projects are supervised and governed. But in terms of actually the products, like a concrete product, a quarry, that doesn't affect them. That's irrelevant. So effectively, you have got the same situation today that you had when the defective products were produced. So, and on we go, and on we go. So, you know, like, it's no exaggeration when I say that taxpayers are being asked to sign a blank cheque, because the government is not acknowledging the root cause of this issue, and there is no appetite to chase the offenders, and there is no appetite to amend the governance. There needs to be independent regulation. There are many, many industries that operate in this country that have independent regulation. This is so serious. It's the fundamentals of the state. Housing is one of your fundamentals of the state. And if it goes wrong, it's a catastrophe. And we are living with a catastrophe. How can a government sit back morally and allow this to continue?